Hello, my friend. Welcome to a very special episode of the Dads Making a Difference podcast. My name is Cam. I am your host. And today marks our 100th episode. It's a milestone that feels both surreal and incredibly rewarding. Over the last 99 episodes, we've shared stories, insights, laughs, and even a few tears. And we've covered topics ranging from, of course, fatherhood and marriage, raising strong, confident sons and daughters. We've talked about finance. We've talked about health, building strong relationships with those around you. And we've talked about how to keep our mindset strong and moving forward. And today I am going to do the impossible task of putting together five of my biggest takeaways. And what I did for this is these are five themes that I think we've covered and my biggest takeaways from the journey that we've had together so far. So here we go. Episode 100 on the Dads Making a Difference podcast starts right now. You are listening to the Dads Making a Difference podcast, the number one podcast for men driven to live a life of significance. Men who want to make a difference in the lives of their families, in their business, and in the world around them. My name is Cam Hall, founder of Fight the Dadbot and leader of the Dads Making a Difference Mastermind. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. Now, let's dive in. Well, here we are, episode 100 of the Dads Making a Difference podcast. And first of all, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being here, being part of our community. And whether this is the first episode that you've listened to or episode 100 that you've listened to, I thank you. And I thank you for being here. If this is episode one for you, I encourage you to listen to this. It's going to give you a good feel, a good vibe for what the last 99 episodes has been like. The amazing conversations with men and women that we've had to help inspire fathers to step into a role in their home, in their community, in the greater world. Of course, we're world conquerors here. We want to inspire fathers to be a dad making a difference. That means maximizing their effectiveness. That means maximizing their attention, increasing their strength, strengthening the bond and the emotion and the relationships that they have. And we aim to grow in different areas, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, intellectually. We dive into all of those things in our episodes. And so today, when I sat down to start planning out this 100th episode, I just did a little bit of reflection. I want to share that with you. And of course, I want to share with you five key takeaways from the themes that we've covered over the last 2 years, almost 2 years, June 1st, 2022. And so we'll come up on 2 years of the podcast here up in the next few months. But over the last 100 episodes, I say this to every guest I have on. Selfishly, I learned so much from the people who come on. Over the 100 episodes, I have done 13 solo episodes. I think 13 total solo episodes. We've had lots of guests on. I have a lot of fun with guests. Now, I hear your feedback. And if you're listening to this, you're like, Cam, 13 solo, that's not a lot of 100. But I love to learn from others. I'm a learner. I love to grow. But I also listen. And then a lot of the men in my community are saying, Cam, we want to hear more from you. So today, of course, I'm doing episode 100. And in the next year, you're going to start seeing smaller episodes from me come out during the week. So we're going to continue to do our big interviews. They'll come out every Wednesday. But you're going to have a Friday episode, a shorter Friday episode that comes from me. And we're going to start that in the next few months here. So keep listening for that. All right, let's dive in. So first, you got to know where this started. In 2022, I was at home. I share this story quite a bit, actually, in this podcast. You can go back and listen to the six pillars that I did back in December. And I shared that I was on a medical leave. I was at home January, February, March of 2022, taking care of some medical conditions that my doctor said I needed to take time for. And so out of that silence, in that time of reflection, I reflected on the conversation that I had with men during my other coaching program, Fight the Dadbot. And what I learned is that, yes, men need fitness and nutrition, but they also need more, because guys were asking about fatherhood, building relationships with their kids. How do I have an effective marriage, an intimate relationship with my wife?
how do I interact with these people at work? Because sometimes help, I work with people. And so the idea for Dads Making Difference was born. Now, why did it become a podcast? I'm going to tell you the honest truth. It became a podcast because for my birthday, my wife bought me a podcast kit. She had always said, hey, Cam, I think you have a real knack for this. You connect with people. You're good at conversation. You should do this. You should do a podcast. And I was always against it. And then there was something that I said, I think, over a Christmas break where I was like, you know what? I'm thinking about doing a podcast. Well, that was enough. My birthday's in January. And for January, my wife surprised me with my first podcasting kit, a kit that she had set up, had it in my office, ready to go. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm doing this. And off we went. So June 1st, yes, if you're doing the math in your head, I got that podcasting kit in January. And so February, March, April, May, June. In June 1st, the first episodes came out. Now, I had started recording before that, but it did take me 2 to 3 months to wrap my head around what a podcast could look like, what I wanted it to be. And I couldn't be happier with how it's turned out. More and more men and women are listening to this podcast every week. Again, I thank you. I appreciate you. And I'm so glad that you're here. So this incredible journey began, a journey where I started to reach out to people I didn't know, sending them emails and messages on social media saying, hey, I would love to have you on the show. And they're like, how many episodes are you in? I'm like, three. And they're like, well, maybe not right now. So over that time, I've learned a lot of things. I've learned that there are no barriers that can't be overcome. There are no conversations that have a permanent no. I'm going to tell you about that. I've had a couple of guests on here. I'm not going to name them by name, but they were really hard to connect with. I just needed to find the person who was the gatekeeper to get in, have a conversation. And now we are connected and we talk often, whether through a short phone call or it's a text message or a voice message. These people who I thought were never going to come on my show are now connected, and we connect on a regular basis. And I've learned so much about self-limiting beliefs that I thought there's no way I could have this podcast. There's no way that anyone's going to listen to this. And here you are, if you're listening to this, and I thank you. No one is going to watch this on YouTube. No one's watching the shorts. Like, why do I keep doing this? And then I had to realize and get truthful with the real reason. I was doing this for me. I was doing this because I was in a place in my life where I needed more. I needed to learn more. I needed to overcome, because I'm going to be so honest with you that I do not have this figured out. Fatherhood, marriage, my health, finance, professionalism. I don't have this figured out. And if I'm going to go on a journey to learn more about this, I want to include you on that journey, because I'm going to guess that you also will struggle with one of those areas. And my goal with this podcast is to bring on experts, people from all walks of life, men, women, coaches, bloggers, podcast hosts, researchers, doctors, pediatricians, marriage counselors, marriage coaches, kids, bring them on this podcast to give us a new perspective, to give us knowledge, to share their lived experience with us so that we can come to each and every episode with curiosity and an open mind and say, hey, I can take that one thing. Maybe just one thing I can take from this conversation that I'm going to implement in my life right now that's going to help me be a better dad, a better husband. And so here we are. We are episode 100. And I want to get into 5 of the key themes that I've taken away. Man, 99 episodes. I look back at some of these episodes, I got them in front of me, some of my favorites, and I'm not picking favorites right now because I loved every single one. I'd have to say Rob Decker's story was one that really transformed the way I approached conversation. Rob Decker has an incredible story. You can go back and listen to his episode, How a Life of Trauma Can Become a Life of Forgiveness and Love. And that's one of my favorites because it was in that conversation that I learned the importance of just listening, the importance of silence, of just being still and letting the guests speak and share their story, because their story is so powerful. That's one of my favorites. I've had some guests who've come on multiple times. Ryan James Miller, my friend, he's an author, he's a speaker. He has his book, Wounds, incredible. And Ryan came on multiple times. My friend Paul Edwards has been on multiple times. But we've had some incredible people come on and share different perspectives from different walks of life. I think about Casey Cavell, who came on and talked about winning in business while also winning in family. Justin Donald did the same, the author of The Lifestyle Investor, talking about how we want to be successful in work and in business and financially, but that can't come at a cost of our family, which helped me recenter on my why. Why am I doing this? Why do I do the things we do? And I hope it challenges you to say, this is why I do the hard things. This is why I get up early every day. This is why some days feel like a grind and I can push through, is because my why is bigger than my pain. And those men helped challenge me to have a why that's bigger than my pain. Also, there's a lot of times in my life I struggle with imposter syndrome. No one wants to listen to this. No one wants to listen to me. And I know people do. And I know I have a lot of value to give, experience to give, knowledge to share. And I think it was David Waldie who had an episode called How to Create Your Own Identity and Live a Fulfilling Life. And David's message was so powerful in helping me shift in my walk, transition between maybe professional and entrepreneur. And I appreciate that. I love to be challenged. I love to be called out on stuff. You know, we have had lots of guests on. Lots of guests talking about marriage. Tony DiLorenzo, Seth Studley, come on. Marriage experts have incredible marriage podcasts. We've had people talk about the art of responding appropriately. We've talked about building leadership capacity, vulnerability, stronger connection with your kids. Man, I just look through this list. And one of the themes that has come up, I feel, in these conversations over and over is when I zoom out, I can see the evolving role of fatherhood right now in our society. And I couldn't be more excited because for so long, the dad has been the butt end of the jokes. Heck, we have dad jokes because dads are corny and they're fun and they goof around and they don't really take things seriously. They get up, they go to work, they provide for their family, good for them, pat on the back, but they don't really parent the kids. That's mom's job. They don't really raise the kids. That's mom's job. Look at our dads in TV and in the media and how they're portrayed, right? Look at them in movies. They're kind of the goofball, fun, whatever, but they're not strong, confident leaders. That's not how they're portrayed. But now we're seeing this evolving role of fatherhood. We see more and more guys online, more men with podcasts, more men with coaching programs, more men who are on a mission to become dads making a difference. And my first takeaway revolves around this evolving role of fatherhood, because we've learned that modern dads are more involved than ever. And they're breaking stereotypes and embracing both the tenderness and the strength required in parenting. It's not just about providing. It's not just about being present. It's about providing while being present, both emotionally available and physically available. It's about actively participating in our children's lives. And we've heard stories of dads who've mastered the art of work-life balance and how it's not only possible for us to do the same, but how we will find it profoundly rewarding. But those guests, they didn't just have it figured out. They didn't know what to do right off the start. And each one of our guests shares their backstory. And I always ask them, tell us a little bit about yourself. And people say, Cam, that's kind of redundant. I don't care if it's redundant. You need to know someone's origin story before their current reality makes any sense. I say this in my other coaching program, Fight the Dad. You need to know where you are before you can get to where you want to be. So every guest shares their insight, their experience. And I always want to ask, what's an area of growth that you're diving into? And the reason I ask that is because that's where we learn. When we can see where someone else is being vulnerable, someone else is being open to curiosity and learning and growth, and they're excited about it, it inspires me to do the same. To maybe sit back and say, hey, what is one thing that I want to grow in right now? So this evolving role of fatherhood has been a consistent theme through every episode, all 99. You can read it. You can feel it. We are all here because we are evolving as fathers.
Hey guys, I wanted to take a moment and talk about our community of DMD brothers in the DMD Mastermind. We are men who help each other to stay focused and intentional in our pursuits of personal, professional, physical, financial, emotional, and spiritual growth. We are a community of men who bring courage, wisdom, and transparency to unfiltered conversations that challenge us to be more impactful men, to be dads making a difference. We do this through our online and in-person events where men come together to speak into each other's lives and then turn around and do the deep work to create change in their families, in their businesses, and in the community around them. If you are wondering if this community might be right for you, you can find more information on the DMD Mastermind, and you can also book a call directly with me at dmdmastermind.com. Now, let's get back to our show.
Now, fatherer doesn't come without being a husband. Of course, we've had single dads on here, and they've spoken to our single fathers, of course, and that's important. But for me personally, my marriage and my partnership in parenting is really important. So that's another thing that we've seen in through many of our episodes, is marriage and the partnership in parenting. We've discovered the immense value of nurturing our marriages and partnerships. Strong relationships form the bedrock of effective parenting. I say bedrock because Adrian Del Monte came on. He's got a program called Bedrock. But that foundation, that bedrock of effective parenting comes from a strong relationship built on communication, mutual respect, and shared parenting responsibilities. Those things are all key, but also understanding that the father has to be a leader in the home. And we've discovered the importance of separate time away from our kids. You know, Tony DiLorenzo, Monica Tanner, Seth Studley, Quentin Hafner, all these marriage experts, relationship experts, talked about having date nights, separate time away from your kids, open conversations about your parenting styles with your significant other, with your spouse, about, hell, here's how I parent, here's how I'm seeing you, and how do you see parenting? And then you work together because your own parenting style compared or in combination with your spouse is going to help your kids. And we want to support each other's growth both within and outside of parenthood. So marriage and the partnership in parenting has been an important theme that I've taken away over the last 99 episodes. Now, I know that one of the greatest stressors on a marriage, and this is what I've learned from my conversations on this very platform, this very show, is that one of the greatest pressures on marriage and in families can be financial freedom, can be finances. And so we've intertwined throughout our journey experts who've come in and talked about investing, who've talked about protecting your family through financial means by investing for the future, investing for your kids, managing your money, setting a budget, how to teach your kids how to set a budget. You know, Rocky Lavani is one of my friends, and he's come on to help us with this idea of profit first, about paying yourself first so you can provide for your family later. We've talked about lots of different areas in which we as fathers can take responsibility for the money that we're blessed with. Because finance has been a hot topic on our show, and rightfully so. Every time I do a finance episode or bring somebody on, like Lance Boleyn, who come on and talk about finance investment, people are like, why are they on? Well, it's because we've learned that financial planning is not just about saving for college. It's about teaching our kids the value of money, making informed investments for a family's future, and ensuring that we're prepared for the unexpected. We've shared expert advice on budgeting, on saving and investing, emphasizing that financial health is a crucial part of our family's overall well-being. And so as a third overriding theme that we've seen over the last 99 episodes is that financial wisdom and financial health is so important for your family and will be so important for you becoming a dad who makes a difference. And one of my favorites, of course, and we talk about this lots, it's called Dads Making a Difference for a reason, is well-rounded children, raising well-rounded kids. There's no greater fear I think we have as parents than saying, I've let my kids down, or missing out on the important opportunities and core memories that we can create with our families that are going to shape them into responsible, well-rounded adults But to become a well-rounded adult, you first need to be a well-rounded kid. I've dove a lot recently into raising daughters. This hasn't happened in the first 99 episodes, but we had Dr. Meg Meeker. She's coming up here soon. But we did have Madeline Anderson. Madeline Anderson, her book, Girl Dad, was eye-opening to me to see the world through the eyes of a daughter and how she wanted to see her father. And I appreciated that conversation because raising daughters and sons in today's world requires a thoughtful approach. We've talked about the importance of encouraging empathy, building resilience, and building independence in our children. For our daughters, we've discussed how to empower them in a world that still grapples with gender equality. And for our sons, we've explored ways to nurture emotional intelligence and respect for all. These conversations have reminded us that our example as fathers is one of the most powerful lessons that we can give our kids. There's a line that I have in my office at school, and it says, "Kids do not listen to you, they watch you." And it came from a poem that my basketball coach, when I was 20 years old, shared with me. And it was a poem he shared because of this. We were 20-year-old young men from that team heading into a summer where we were going to be coaching summer camps. And the name of the poem was Little Eyes Upon You. Little Eyes Upon You. And I can't remember that poem exactly, but I know the theme was this. Whatever you do, they're watching. And so I've taken that theme and that idea into being a father. Whether I am having a great day, whether I am having a bad day, whether I am on an emotional high or an emotional low, the interactions I have with their mom, the way I treat other people, the way I treat the server in the restaurant, the way I treat the caretaker in the building, these things my kids pick up on. They watch. They don't listen. Of course they can. They listen. Okay, your kids listen to you. Your kids will listen to you, but they'll also watch you. And so being a powerful example of being a well-rounded, thoughtful, caring human being is a powerful lesson for our kids. So as we've gone through 99 episodes of the Dads Making a Difference podcast, my hope is that you are raising, are able to raise, are able to take one tip, one piece of insight, maybe one little parenting hack away from each episode to help you raise well-rounded kids. Well-rounded kids that look up to you, that follow you, that challenge you, and to help you grow. And then, of course, it couldn't be me, Cam, who started with Fight the Dad Bod back in 2015. It wouldn't be me if I didn't say that the fifth theme that I look at our episodes through is the idea of prioritizing our own health and well-being. I've talked about this lots on this podcast. We've had guests come on. We've had guests who are highly intense, like Kyle Carnahan, come on and talk about us taking control of our health. But really, it's about stepping up as men, taking care of ourselves physically and mentally so that we can be the best for those around us. The segments that we've done on health have been a reminder that taking care of our health and ourselves is not selfish. I've said it. Self-care is not selfish. It's necessary. We've covered mental health. We've covered the importance of regular checkups, staying active and eating right. We've learned that our health directly impacts our ability to be the best dads that we can be. And by prioritizing our well-being, we will be setting a positive example for our children. Your children look up to you. They want to be like you. And if you are taking care of your health, if you are being active, if you are seeking medical advice when you need it, if you're seeking psychological advice when you need it, when you are talking about, yes, men, talking about your feelings and how you feel and why things made you feel a certain way, when you do that, your kids will learn to do the same and you will have healthier, stronger, more resilient children because you are a dad making a difference. So these five themes that I've breezed over, that I've looked at 99 episodes, I brought it all into one idea of, Cam, what did I look at over the last 99 episodes? And what were the key themes that I've taken away are these: the evolving role of fatherhood, marriage and partnership and parenting, financial wellness and wisdom for families, raising well-rounded children, and prioritizing our health and well-being. And here's my commitment, that as we wrap up this special 100th episode, that I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep bringing on amazing people who are going to challenge you. I'm going to see your comments. I'm going to see your shares. I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to invite you in. I'm going to out invite you to the DMD Mastermind. I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to continue to put that in every episode because I want you to be part of our community. And not just listening here, this is great, but when you are ready to take the next step and surround yourself with men who are ready to be challenged, to have a close group of advisors who can speak into your life and challenge you, when you're ready, I'm going to reach out to you. And I want you to reach out to me, dmdmastermind.com. Go there if you're ready. But as we wrap up this special 100th episode, I want to express my deepest gratitude to all of you. Whether you've been with me from episode one, the awkward episode one, or this is episode 100, whether you've been following along episode by episode, or you've been bouncing back and forth and just discovered this podcast, I want to thank you for being part of this journey. And here's to the next 100 episodes, filled with more stories, more challenges, triumphs, lessons. Because remember, we're not just dads making a difference in our children's lives. We're shaping the future. And I know that sounds big vision, maybe over the top. But the truth is this. If you become a dad making a difference, every single thing that you do, if you know your why, you aim for growth and you're taking ownership over your journey, every little thing that you do is going to make an impact, whether you know it or not. So go ahead, dive into this podcast. Stick around for the next 1,000 episodes. Reach out to me. You can email me at cam@dmdpodcast.com. I'd love to connect with you. Go to callwithcam.com if you want to chat on the phone. But I appreciate you. I'm glad that you're here. Share this. Like it. If you have not left a review on this podcast, guys, get on your favorite podcasting platform, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, whatever you're listening to, leave a review. Leave us a 5-star review. Leave a comment. It actually helps us spread the word. And share this episode, share this podcast with a man that you know wants to make a difference in his life, a man that you know is living with intention and wants to learn and grow so that he can be a dad making a difference. Thank you for joining me here on episode 100. Thank you for listening to Dads Making a Difference. My name is Cam Hall, and I will see you on the next episode of the DMD Podcast.
Thank you for joining me today on this episode of the Dads Making a Difference podcast. I hope you found value in today's show. And if it made a positive impact on you, please share it with someone you know, leave a 5-star review, and subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. And if you are a father listening to this right now, who is driven to build a life of significance, to truly make a difference in the life of your family, in your business, and in the community around you, go to dmdmastermind.com to learn more about the Dads Making a Difference Mastermind, a mastermind group for fathers that provides men with the skills, the connections, the accountability, the proven steps, and the brotherhood to truly become a dad making a difference. I'm Cam Hall. Thank you for spending time with me today, and I will see you on the next episode of the DMD Podcast.